I'm Rick Hansen with this check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com for Wednesday, August 14th. An incident at a group home in Red Oak Tuesday evening has resulted in a Red Oak woman being charged with arson. According to Red Oak Police Lieutenant John Bruce, officers were called to the Nishna Productions home in the 100 block of East Oak Street at around 5:35 p.m. Tuesday after receiving a report a resident was setting items on fire in her room. Officers located several burned pieces of paper and noted there was a mild smoke condition within the room. 18-year-old Melody Marie Bentley of Red Oak was taken into custody without incident and charged with first-degree arson. She was transported to the Montgomery County Corrections Facility and being held on $25,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will discuss and possibly act on funding for a Geographic Information System, or GIS, position and the hiring of a full-time GIS person. Cass County Assessor Brenda Nelson said she's received permission from the County Conference Board to hire an individual for the position and has the money in her current budget to pay for a GIS person. Nelson suggests that other departments might be willing to chip in and help pay for the position in subsequent years, as GIS is used in at least two other departments within the courthouse. In other business, the board will act on approving plans for a proposed improvement of the secondary road system project for a reinforced box culvert on Boston Road over a small creek. And if it's ready, the supervisors will discuss and approve entry into a 28E agreement for mental health regionalization. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved more than $1.6 million in funding to support eight public transit projects, including one here in Atlantic. The projects are funded under the State Public Transit Infrastructure Grant Fund. Eight projects were approved by the commission, which will permit construction improvement of facilities at five systems located in Fort Dodge, the Quad Cities, Atlantic, Sioux City, and Des Moines. In Atlantic, a $162,240 grant will be used to construct a wash bay addition for the Region 13 transportation system. The Public Transit Infrastructure Grant Fund provides state funding assistance to Iowa's public transit systems for new or improved facilities to support their public transit services. State participation is limited to 80%, and the balance must be matched from local sources. The Iowa General Assembly appropriates funding to the program on an annual basis. Public transit service is available in all 99 counties in Iowa. It provides more than 27 million rides a year, getting Iowans where they need to go. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released more information about an accident that took place Sunday night north of Lewis. Officials say a 1998 Chevy Blazer, owned and driven by 20-year-old Dylan Ray Sharp of Atlantic, was traveling east on White Pole Road. Sharp swerved to avoid a deer, causing the SUV to enter the north ditch where it rolled over. Sharp and three of the passengers in the vehicle, 15-year-old Tyler Lee Sopcich of Atlantic, 19-year-old Kayla Marie Case of Oakland, and 17-year-old Jamie Gribble, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue. Sopcich was later transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by Mercy 3 helicopter. Damage to Sharp's vehicle was estimated at $4,000. Officials say Sharp was cited for failure to maintain control. A teen from Madison County was injured during a rollover crash Tuesday night in Dallas County. The Iowa State Patrol says 16-year-old Devin Umbaugh of Winterset was transported by Lifelight helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. The teen was not wearing a seatbelt. Officials say Umbaugh was driving a 1993 Jeep Wrangler when the SUV went out of control on a 90-degree bend on a gravel road near the intersection of South 15th Street and Meadow Drive. The vehicle entered the ditch and landed on its side. That accident happened around 10:25 p.m. And sheriff's officials in Page County say no one was injured following a rollover accident Monday evening near Clarinda. 17-year-old Caleb Coonan of Maryville, Missouri, was driving a 2001 Ford pickup eastbound on 196th Street at around 5:20 p.m. Monday when the vehicle slid off the road and into a ditch just before the curve to S Avenue. The pickup rolled onto its side and onto the roof before coming to rest on the driver's side. Coonan and his passengers, 15-year-old Sean Beeson, 16-year-old Rodney Baldwin, and 18-year-old Caleb Annan, all from Clarinda, were wearing their seatbelts and again were not hurt. The truck sustained $5,000 damage during the crash. Coonan was subsequently cited for failure to maintain control. And that's a check of the news this hour on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.